is it your misfortune and not my own? Yippee-ki-yi-yo, get along, you little doggies. You know that the ferry will be your new home.
Now for the adventures of Lightning Jim. Late one night, Hubert Butler, owner of the Parmalee Gold Mine, was weighing the bullion which was to be packed for shipment the following day.
20 pounds and 4, 5, 6 ounces.
Hey, who's that?
What the?
Do not reach for that gun, Señor Butler.
Boy, you can't get away with this. There's 3 guards standing outside of here.
But I managed to get in here, Señor. Perhaps I shall be able to get out as well.
If you try to get out, carrying the gold is sure to get there.
I do not want your filthy gold, Señor.
You ain't after the gold? Well, what do you want?
You see what I hold in my hand, Señor Butler?
Yeah, sure, I see. The knife, silver knife.
You're right. It is a silver knife. And on the handle is carved a word. Muerto.
Muerto? Why, that's Spanish for death.
Si, Señor. Muerto, dead. And the blade. Can you see the blade, Señor?
Yeah, I see it.
This blade also has carving, Señor Butler. Would you like to know what name is written on this blade?
No. What do I care what name is carved on your fancy knife? Keep away from me.
The name that is engraved on this blade, Señor, is your own, Hubert Butler.
My name? You got my name on that knife. You ain't going to kill me, are you? Here, take the gold. I'll order the guards off us. I'll fix it so you can take it all. Oh, you're going to steal me. Oh.
And late in that same month, in the valley below the Parmalee Lode, Ernest Livingston, judge of the district court, sits up late reviewing the records of the day's hearing.
Greatest notice, Judge Livingston.
Well,
what incarnate? And who is... Stay where you are, Señor.
All right. You got me covered. But you're wasting your time, Nick. I haven't any cash in the house.
I'm not interested in your cash, Señor Livingston.
Not interested in cash? Well, what are you here for, then? Who are you?
It's the death of Señor Butler. I am called El Muerto.
You're the lobo of it?
Butler? Hey, Señor. Muerto.
Yes. Hey, what's that? A knife. A silver knife. Yeah. You ain't going to kill me.
What? Your name, Judge Livingston. I have engraved it on his blade. It would be pity to waste so much hard work, you know, it would not.
No. Don't tell me. I'll get your money. I'll get it tomorrow. Thank you. Don't you tell me. No!
Weeks later, in his room at district headquarters, United States Marshal Herman Trudy tosses restlessly in his sleep.
Wake up, Marshal Trudy.
What? Who was it? El Muerto.
Yes. You were expecting me, were you not, Señor Marshal?
No. Of course I wasn't expecting you. Why should I be expecting you?
You lie, Marshal Trudy. You knew I would kill you as I have killed for your butler and George Livingston.
No.
As I will kill steal others after you are gone.
No.
A
knife. Silver knife.
No, no, don't do it. Don't kill me. I'll get your money. Go.
Hideous, sardonic laughter. The quick thrust of a silver knife deep into her throat. El Muerto has claimed another victim. Three lives have been forfeited to the rapacious vengeance of the unknown killer. The last, that of a United States Marshal. And Lightning Jim is sent down into Southern Territory to bring to justice this fiend of the borderline.
Every horse is 15 miles from Ayamonte. And Mr. Doggone Hungry, I could eat the boiled feathers and all, by golly.
Story is mysterious, Whitey.
Mysterious? Well, let me tell you right now, Lightning and Ripper, I don't see nothing mysterious about being hungry at 6 o'clock in the night.
Hungry? Oh, yeah, you were talking about being hungry, weren't you, Whitey?
Well, I've always... You wasn't listening to a thing I said.
I'm sorry, Whitey, but I was just trying to figure out what possible connection there could be to the murder of a rich mine owner, a United States Marshal, and the judge of the district.
Well, maybe this El Muerto actually is a madman, that's what. Maybe there is no connection to the killing.
If El Muerto was just a mad killer, Whitey, why would he bother to go through the victim's papers every time? No, sorry, I'd bet my bottom dollar he is the same as you or me. And what's more, I think that the things he finds out after each murder lead him to his next killer.
Then maybe you must think he's going to stick the knife into somebody else, since we know he went through Marshal Truly's private here.
That's just what I think, Whitey. And the only link between these three men, Butler, Judge Livingston, and Marshal Truly, that we've been able to discover is the purchase of the Palm Leaf gold mine property.
Well, let's see now. Butler got that land by buying up the mortgage from the bank, didn't he?
Yeah. Property originally belonged to a Mexican horse thief named Manuel Madriguera. Well, he was hung for murdering his wife, so the property was sold at public auction.
Hey, Lightning, look who's riding this way.
Oh, Thunder. Well, if it ain't Miguel. Hey, Miguel. You old son of a gun, how are you? It's me, Miguel, Lightning Jim.
And Whitey, too. Oh, this is a surprise. Yeah. I'm happy, Miguel.
Well, forgive me, I did not recognize my so good friend. It's a long time since we meet, Senores. I did not look to see you in this part of the country.
Oh, and it was plenty surprised to see you, too, Miguel.
Yeah, we thought you was in the East.
Oh, see, I am in the East for 2 years, Senores. I've much luck with El Capitan here. Now I come back to my home to get more horse to race, you see. But what bring you that last way down here to the border, huh?
Well, United States Marshal went and got himself killed here in Ayamonte, Miguel.
Hmm?
And like you know me, it's coming for a yes for the killing.
El Muerto is called.
Oh, El Muerto, eh?
Yeah.
So, you're on the tail of El Muerto.
That's it.
Yes, I've heard of El Muerto, Senior Lightning Jim. He has killed others besides these marshals you speak of. No, it's for that?
Two others, Miguel. And I got a hunch there'll be more if we don't nab the murdering lobo for long.
Yeah, how about talking all this over while we eat?
Yeah, I could tuck away some food myself, Whitey. Come on, Miguel, we all ride into Ayamonte and talk over old times while we eat, huh?
Oh, I'm so sorry, but it is already nearly dark and I have an appointment to see where to find horses in.
Oh, it's too bad.
Oh, maybe we meet tomorrow, eh?
Sure, Miguel, and I hope the horse you're going to look at turns out to be what you want.
Well, he is the right color anyway, Senor. So a part of my world is settled at least.
The right color? You mean you won't buy just any color horse, Miguel? Even if it's plenty fast?
Oh, I will buy any color, Whitey, so long as he is all wanted.
Oh.
Won't buy a horse that's got markings, is that it, Miguel?
Yes, he. Marked horses, they are likely marked cards. Both bad luck for Miguel, huh?
Oh, I think maybe there is something to that. Miguel's El Capitan is solid sorrel.
Yeah.
Thunder is solid black. And my horse is all white, and we're all locked.
You better find out whether that works for dogs, too, Whitey. If it does, your pup better start looking for a new home.
Oh, except so. Well, my pup, the dog, has the prettiest markings I ever saw. But I tell you, if he was spotted like a leopard, I still think he was the luckiest thing that ever happened to me.
That night, after hashing and rehashing the evidence so far accumulated, Lightning Jim is forced to the conclusion that the only possible link between the murders of the judge, the United States Marshal, and the owner of the Palmolive Lode must lie hidden beneath the event of the mine purchase. In desperation, the two marshals walk over to the home of Simon Russell, president of the Ayamonte Bank.
The next victim is hanged for murdering his wife. No heirs appear to claim the estate, and a judge orders it sold at public auction to pay off the mortgage. Yet we got to yank the Preston over the bank at the dead of midnight.
Now, it ain't Russell's sleep you're worrying about, Whitey. It's your own. But if he's still awake, there are a few things I'd like to know about that there mortgage on Manuel Madrid Gilruth's property.
Well, there ain't nothing to that, Lightning. Butler bought up the mortgage from the flock, you know.
Yeah? So lucky that 2 months later he can sink a shaft for the richest vein of ore in the state of New Mexico.
Sure, Lightning, ain't this case mixed up enough without you finding more trouble?
Hey, you sure ain't strong on brain teasers, are you, Whitey? Well, you won't ever be no more than just a deputy if you don't learn to do a little detective work. You and the United States Marshal call for more than just liking to fight and being able to handle a six-gun, you know.
Oh, maybe so. But me ain't hard to use a six-gun. It's going to come in mighty handy when we meet up with this Elmo after all.
Yes, here we are, Whitey. This is the banker's house. Wonder what this horse is doing tied out here this time of night.
Well, maybe Russell has company like him. Here ain't that horse that beat.
Ah, boy, you...
Look at them legs.
Yeah. Steady there, boy. Now, easy, boy. We ain't going to have this. That's it.
Well, Lightning, I bet you this horse can go like two blades.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, wouldn't Miguel like to own this for
you? No, Miguel wouldn't have nothing to do with him, Whitey. Look at the white blaze on his face. Yeah, Whitey, a foot wide.
Oh, that's right, Lightning. And Miguel won't ride a horse that's got markings on it.
No. So long, old fella. Come on, Whitey. We hate to bother the banker when he's got company, but our business is important. Can't wait.
Look, Lightning, the front door's already open.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Quick, Whitey. That's the thing came from over here.
This door's locked. We'll have to break it down.
Yeah, come on now. Both at once. Go! Again. Again, hard.
There you are. The light's been put out.
Yeah. That front window, Whitey. It's open.
There he goes.
Hold on, Dana. You're shooting Whitey. He's out of range.
No, he got to the end of the horse. There was tied up, Roger. Gee, do you think there must be more? So nice.
I don't know, Whitey. There's a lamp. I light it and we can look around.
Over in the corner, Lightning. Bodger. Then there must be the bank.
Yeah, I reckon so, Whitey. And that was Elmo Astro that got away, all right. Look at the handle of this knife and stuff of course.
Well, while we stand in here talking, Lightning, come on, let's get on the trail of that burning
place. No, Whitey, that wouldn't do no good. Time we could make it back to headquarters and get our horses, Elmo Astro would be safely hidden back in the hills.
Sure, what to do next?
That blasted, look at this knife, will you?
Why, that's just like the order. And it's got Russell's name on the blade, too.
Come on, Whitey. We're going to bust open that private safe in the corner there and have a look at the banker's personal account. I'm going to catch this bloodthirsty sidewinder, Elmo Astro. It's the last thing I ever do. Keeping late hours, Whitey. After all I told you about little boys needing their sleep. But a great horn told, Whitey. Listen to this.
Sure.
Mr. Simon Russell, etc. I want you to tell Butler he can take his cut out of the first yield of the Parmalee load, and he can give you and the judge and Marshal Trudy yours at the same time. Buying the equipment to sink the shaft has taken all my cash, and I can't pay any of you till the mine starts paying.
Well, I'll be.
It's signed with initials F.H.
By golly, Lightning, then that must mean that Butler wasn't the real owner of the Parmalee Gold Mine after all.
Yeah, judging from this letter, he was just a figurehead. I wonder who has initials F.H.
Say, speaking of H.S., Lightning, they tell me that ranch that ends at the foot of the hills where the Parmalee Gold Mine is the biggest in the whole country. You know, the Ladder H ranch.
The Ladder H?
Yes.
You got it, Whitey. The man who owns the Ladder H. Fritz Huffman. F.H. He must be the real owner of the Parmalee Mine.
Here you are, signori. Do not reach for your gun.
The black cap and mask. It's Elmo Astro.
All right, Elmo Astro. You got the drop on us.
That is very interesting information, Senor Marshal. About Fritz Hoffman owning the Parmalee Gold Mine, I mean. He's a thing I did not know.
So that's what you came back for, eh?
to find the name of your next victim.
See, and you have told you. It is Senor Hoffman. And perhaps I have come back to kill you as well, Senor Marshal.
Why, you dirty two-legged poor catcher. Ain't you got enough blood on your hands already?
Don't worry, Whitey. El Muerto ain't gonna kill us. Why, he ain't had time to carve our names on his fancy knives. And he wouldn't want to spoil his reputation by anything so ordinary as a shooting. Now, would you, El Muerto?
You are a very brave man, Senor Marshal, to make joke when you are at the mercy of El Muerto. But if I am, as you say, to kill you, as I have killed yours, I must get to work. Three knives. It will take time to engrave three knives.
You mean you are going to carve our names on your knives where we stand by and watch you?
Why not, senor? No, but no. On second thought, I believe I shall tie you up and place you in the closet which is just behind you. It will save me the trouble of keeping you covered while I work.
Does El Muerto, the fiendish killer of four men, really plan to murder Lightning Jim and Whitey as well as Fritz Hoffman, owner of the Ladder 8 Ranch? The surprising climax of this Lightning Jim adventure follows immediately. Now for part two of the Lightning Jim adventure, The Vengeance of El Muerto. Having trapped the two marshals, El Muerto has bound them tightly and locked them in a large closet at the home of the murdered bank president. For more than an hour, they struggle to free themselves, and finally, by a gigantic effort, Lightning Jim succeeds in loosening the rope about his wrist. When he has freed Whitey, they force open the closet door, tear back to headquarters for their horses, and start out for the Ladder 8, hoping to get there in time to prevent another El Muerto murder.
Can't
we
go a little faster, Lightning?
No, not down this rocky hillside, Whitey. Besides, look over there in the east. Dawn's breaking. You tell him where he ain't already got Hoffman. He won't strike till it's dark again.
Hey, hold on, Lightning. Hey, boy.
Hey, Thunder. Easy, boy. What's up, Whitey?
Look at that river down by the creek below, Whitey.
Yeah, I see. There by the bridge.
Maybe that's El Muerto.
Maybe so, Whitey. Look what he's doing to that horse.
Send me this back to us this year. I can't see. But whatever he's doing, he's sure working hard at it again.
Hey, listen, Whitey. If that's El Muerto, we don't want to take no chances on his getting away. I'm going to challenge him from here.
Reach for the sky, stranger.
Quick! Caramba! My see, that's Miguel Lightning.
Yeah, the joke's on us, Whitey. Come on, Thunder. Come on, boy. Hey, there, Miguel!
Lightning,
human,
Whitey!
Oh,
Miguel!
What's the deal? Where's the world? Boy. Sorry, Miguel, but Whitey, we thought you were somebody else.
Oh, but Gallus, we thought you were El Muerto, Miguel.
Can you imagine?
We didn't expect to see you out here so early in the morning.
Oh, and it is much early. I like to be up, Whitey. But you see, I had a race with Senor Hoffman's horse this morning, and wished to give the Capitan plenty of time to rest from the ride out to the Ladder 8.
Oh, but give this, what was you doing to El Capitan when we rode off, Miguel? It looked like you was giving him a bet or something.
Oh, no, Whitey. I'm just giving El Capitan a little water in my hand so that he will not drink too heavy before they be gray.
Now, the curiosity is satisfied, Whitey. Let's get going. Come on, Miguel. We're heading for the Ladder 8, too. We can ride the rest of the way together, huh?
Oh, si, senor. That is fine idea. Oh, steady, El Capitan. Oh.
Hey, you're losing something, Miguel. The black thing that's about to fall out of your saddle bag. There it goes.
Yeah, well, it's a tape, a black tape.
Oh, that's what it is, all right.
Where'd you get that tape, Miguel?
Oh, I find him over there by the bridge.
Yeah?
See, he's all pulled up. He's fine shape, no? I'm lucky man, you know it's for that?
Yeah.
You think there is El Muerto keep the light? El Muerto? This cape belong to El Muerto?
Well, it can be sure, of course, but it looks like the one El Muerto was wearing last night riding up.
Last night? You see El Muerto last night, senor? Yo, and what's more, we saw his horse too, Miguel. That's a dead ringer for El Capitan. Except that it's got the big right place on the front of the field.
Oh, senor, there is not other horse like El Capitan, no.
Well, I reckon we all feel that way about our own horses, Miguel. Hey, that gives me an idea. Will you do something for me, Miguel?
Well, certainly, senor, I can do.
Good. I want you to ride back to Ayamonte and scout around for that horse while we just described to you.
Yes, sir, that's a good idea. Everyone knows that Miguel wants to buy a horse, and this way no one will suspect he's on the trail of El Muerto.
But, my race, senor, I've told Senor Hoffman I will arrive by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about that race if I were you, Miguel. Unless I'm very much mistaken, Rich Hoffman is lying up at his ranch house with one of El Muerto's silver knives sticking in his gullet.
Oh, yes, but this is terrible. This El Muerto, he is a disgrace to my people. Here, I will try to find this horse for you pronto.
All right, now get going. And report back to my headquarters if you don't find no trace of him by noon.
Si, senor. Oh, but the cape. I may have the cape.
Guy's taking a shine to that cape, ain't you? Sure, you can have it tossed to him, Whitey.
Hey, look at that. There's something in the pocket there. But see, that's an account book. An account book and some chalk.
Give me that notebook, Whitey.
Notebook? Is it any at his notebook?
No, Miguel. This is Fritz Huffman's private account book. Reckon this proves I was right about Huffman being dead.
Well, give me a minute, Lightning. We've got to do something in a hurry. This bloodthirsty coyote will kill everybody in the county if we don't get some soon.
That is sure, Senor Lightning.
But there's nothing we can do to stop him. Do you find any notations in the book which will help us track down these miserable goat of Alcina?
Well, here's a funny thing. About the time of the purchase of the Palmolive load, Huffman paid $1,000 to Pedro Geronimo.
Pedro Havran?
Yeah.
Why, that's Black Pedro that owns the big gambling one back at Ayamonte.
Yep, that's just who it is, Whitey. Now, where do you suppose a rat like Black Pedro comes into this picture?
Hey, senor, I must be on my way. Every minute that this maniac is loose is a danger to your reputation and to the lives of our prominent citizens. Adios, my friend.
Hey, you're right, Miguel. Good luck to you.
Good luck, Miguel.
Goodbye. Come on, Thunder. Get yourself a good long drink, old boy. And we'll head on for the latter eight.
That's good idea, Lightning. Maybe we'll find out something there.
By the way, what'd you do with that piece of chalk you found in the coat pocket, Whitey?
Oh, here, sister. Hey, Miguel went off without the cape, Lightning, and after all the fuss he made over there, too.
Well, he got kind of excited when he found out a count book, Whitey. Was anxious to get started on the trail of this. Holy smoke.
What's the trouble? What you found?
It's chalk, Whitey. It's got some horse hairs on it.
Horse hairs? Well, what do you think?
There's no time to explain now, Whitey. If we've got to ride like the wind, we're going to prevent another El Muerto murder. Let's go, Thunder!
Come in.
Monte de Dios! El Muerto!
El Muerto. And for your sin, Black Pedro, you are going to die. Die by these knives.
Oh, the silver knife. Oh, no. I have not done anything. You cannot
kill them. Put your hands down from your lying throat, you pig. I am...
Oh, you have the knife. Slow down. You Black Pedro. For your sin, I will give up. We're not to buy it, sir.
In the end, it will be the same thing to you. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. One of them ain't dead yet.
I didn't get my horse right in his black children, I did. That's Miguel. He's a fool.
No, senor, like he was not wrong.
You mean you are El Muerto, Miguel?
Yeah, buddy.
Miguel is El Muerto.
But tell me, my friend, how did you discover that I was El Muerto?
It was a piece of chalk I found in the kid's pocket that gave me the clue, Miguel. As soon as I saw the horse there still clinging to it, I got to thinking how El Muerto's horse was a dead ringer for your El Capitan, except for the white blaze.
No, I get the light, Tim. Miguel, you saw that white blaze and El Capitan, the truth. What's the fact?
That's it, Whitey. But what made you do it, Miguel? Murder all these men, I mean.
Because you give him, I come back to my home and find that my mother has been murdered. And my father, he has been hung for the crime.
Why? But then you must be the son of Manuel Madrigal.
See, Señor White, Manuel, he was my father. Señor Hoffman, he found out someone that there is gold on my father's land. So he hired Black Pedro to kill my mother.
Hired Black Pedro to shoot your mother, shoot a woman down in cold blood?
See, Señor, that is not all. Señor Hoffman, he tried to judge. And the mercy of my father achieved a killing his wife. The hanging, Señor, for a handful of gold, the hanging man, he didn't know to be innocent.
No, but what about Russell, the banker? He didn't do nothing but sell a mortgage to the bank at a Manuel's land.
But a forged mortgage, Señor. Señor, he know all about the plot. They all know. Oh, the kid was so smart. No one could find out. But they make big mistakes, Señor. I find out. I feel them.
He's gone like that. He's dead.
Yeah, buddy. Miguel's dead.
Yeah, and I'm certainly glad he lived long enough to tell us why he killed all those men like that. I feel very hated to think that Miguel was just a cold-blooded killer like I seen at first.
Yes, buddy. And I'm going to do my best to see to it that the next marshal and judge who are appointed to this territory are men who can be trusted to uphold the rights of Mexicans and Americans alike.
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the adventures of Lightning Jim Whipple, United States Marshal, and his deputy, Whitey Larson.